Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor once again from Glasshouse Country and Melania News and the Sentinel newspaper, bringing you your top headlines for the week. In GCNM News, our top story is about the detailed plans for Stage 1 of the Wave Rail extension, which was released last week for community feedback. It features a major rebuild of Biwa Station, along with a couple more stations all heading out to Caloundra, and with the aim of it being built by 2032. So Have Your Say is open up until mid-September, so check that out this week. In local wildlife news, an urgent warning has been issued after a platypus was found dead in a Mullaney backyard due to entanglement with a discarded hairband. We've spoken to Mullaney platypus whisperer Neil Addison, who said that colleagues of his have picked up over 1,000 hairbands in recent weeks, which is quite a shocking number there. So we have that story. Federal member for Fisher, Andrew Wallace, has crossed the floor for the first time in his decade in Parliament to vote against gambling reforms that he says don't go far enough to protect children. And an Imbul dairy producer producing 3 million litres of milk a year faces an uncertain future after losing its processor contract, leaving this local farmer scrambling to find a buyer before mid-September. And in social news, congratulations to Glasshouse Country Care, which is celebrating 30 years of supporting local families and participants this month. We were out for those celebrations and have plenty of pictures in our social pages this week, so check it out. In the Sentinel, City of Moreton Bay is urging residents to prepare their families and properties early for the upcoming bushfire season by creating a survival plan and clearing gutters. In Caboolture, King Street Retirement Village residents are campaigning for a safer pedestrian crossing to reach their local bus stops without taking a half-kilometre detour. And in Tagoolawa, the town is bidding farewell to Sergeant John Cumner, who is stepping away from frontline duties after nearly two decades of local policing. While in Beachmere, the newly formed Beachmere Village Events Group is stepping up to heal community divisions and revive the popular Christmas in the Park celebration. So plenty of good stories across both Glasshouse Country and the Sentinel. Pick up a copy this week. This is Mitch on 101.5, and I'll see you again next Monday.